Well, good morning, everyone. you might like to keep your Bibles open. Let's have a word of prayer as we come to see what the Lord has to say to us this morning. Father God, we thank you for your word to us. We thank you that Jesus says to us, don't worry. But that's just what we do. We worry. So help us, Lord, to trust in you, to have our security in you day by day in all the things that we have to do. Thank you, Lord. Amen. As Ali was saying, we should always remember. We should always remember. And warfare in the past has been global, but it is always individual and personal. Always a story to tell. And we should always remember the sacrifices made and be thankful that they were willing to do it. Thankfully, there is a growing generation of young adults who have little or no personal recollection of our country being involved in warfare. So in praying for peace, may it long continue. But it is different for my generation. Today, I remember my grandfather, wounded at Passchendaele in 1917, and who died from his injuries before I was born. But my father fared a good bit better. Rescued from the beaches of Dunkirk in 1940, and then 10 days later marrying my mum. Thankfully, also, he survived the D-Day invasion of 1944. And to state the obvious, otherwise I wouldn't have been born. No matter what age you are, you will have your family stories and memories handed down over the years. And on this Remembrance Sunday, as we've gathered together, you, like I have brought your memories and your stories. But it's not all about the past. While we are enjoying peace and security here, this morning someone, somewhere, will die as a result of war. Likely as not, someone's husband, son, mother, sister, friend. And in the end, it isn't simply about the rights and wrongs of warfare worked out in the corridors of power. It's about young men and women around the world still prepared to risk their lives in the cause of peace and justice. They did in the past, and they still do. And we must always remember them with thankful hearts. Remembrance with security can only be found in Jesus Christ. In our Bible reading, we see something of perhaps idol security in Jesus' disciples casually gazing upon the beautifully adorned temple, much like the visitors would have done to Jerusalem. And much like us, I guess, gazing at one of our magnificent medieval cathedrals. They're still standing there, surviving the events of the centuries. Magnificent, immovable, permanent, even defiant. And into this security, Jesus speaks the unthinkable. He says, the time will come when not one stone will be left upon another. Every one of them will be thrown down. You see, the temple occupied the central place in the nation's life. And history proves that Jesus was right. But the challenge to his disciples was to take great care in what they held on to in terms of their security. And we should do likewise this morning. Not surprisingly, the disciples wanted to know when the demise of the temple would take place and what would be the warning signs. Jesus sets the scene and provides the backdrop. But as for the timing, he simply warns them to watch out for those who claim to have insider knowledge, that claim to have and to know the will of God. Jesus warns, they will deceive you. Don't follow them. And at times we all long to see into the future, don't we? And there are those today who will deceive in the name of Jesus. Rumors of wars and nations rising against nations is really scary stuff. It was for Jesus' disciples, and it is for us now. But this passage from Luke's Gospel seems appropriate, very much appropriate, to the current state of the world. It speaks into the fears the world may have for its future and well-being. And central to this at present is, of course, Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. And this fear that we have, individually, nationally, internationally, has a voracious appetite to the relentless media news coverage, feeding on a climate of fear. And we've all experienced that. You and I, we are still in that period of waiting for Jesus' return, his promised return. And we should be recalling that and thinking about that through the scriptures in the coming season of Advent that's soon upon us. We might think it's Christmas already, but it's not Advent yet. For many followers of Jesus in our world, they are living through a period of danger, persecution, and testing. And in verse 16 of our reading, Jesus said to his disciples, make up your minds not to worry beforehand how you defend yourselves. He said, you'll be hated because of me, even betrayed by those you love. Stand firm, Jesus says, and you will gain life. That is his promise. He, in his turn, was willing to lay down his life, bearing the sins of the world, your sins and my sins. And so, when we think he, in his turn, laid down his life for those that he loved and those too who were his enemies, but his resurrection life can be ours by being secure in his promises. Whatever promises God makes in his scriptures, whatever promises Jesus makes, he keeps, and they will be kept. We should remember our fellow Christians today, our brothers and sisters in Christ, engaged in warfare somewhere. Keep them in our prayers, mindful that they're facing grave danger for the freedom of others. And for those engaged in battle who know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that their faith will sustain them and give them the words to say to their colleagues. What greater prayer can there be for us today, for those who know the Lord Jesus and can share him? Let me finish with this. Our God is unchanging. Even when the most magnificent symbol of God's presence, the temple, was destroyed, God remained. God was and is in control. World events, yes, they make us feel insecure. But I believe God is and will continue working his purpose out in his world, especially when the times when I cannot be sure. Countries' leaders have awesome responsibilities. They need our prayers, or whatever we might think of their politics. We might not see or understand what's going on. We might be fearful of the future, but this passage from Luke's Gospel encourages us to take Jesus at his word and stand firm in him and gain life. What more could we possibly want this morning? To be secure in Jesus' promises and to make them our own. Let's have a prayer together. We do worry about our world, Lord, but it is your world. We can sometimes feel insecure as we watch our TV, the news coverage, endless news coverage, and that can make us more anxious. But thank you, Lord Jesus, that you told your disciples then not to worry, not to fear. Maybe you need to, perhaps, refresh your trust in the Lord Jesus today, especially if you come to church worried. For he loves you. He cares for you. He died for you. He will never, ever forsake you. And we just pray, Lord, for those in combat around the world, to whom you, Lord Jesus, are their Lord and Saviour. And we pray that you would be able to give them the words to say to their colleagues, whatever language, whatever country they're in, not to fear, but to trust in Jesus. We pray that in his name. Amen.